Well, I was getting delighted. I was on the way over thinking, is this our third class here in Pasadena? Somebody called me this week and said, what's happening to the class? Because Monday night's class, I don't know how many people were in it, but there were four new people. And, of course, I noticed faces that were missing and so forth because now you people are over here. And I said to the person, well, nothing's happening to the class. Well, it looked a little small. I said, it will grow. Well, how's it going in Pasadena? I said, that's growing also. So you see, every week things grow. What you have to know is that things grow. That's this whole idea of prosperity and abundance and including money, that this universe grows things. You don't put a seed in the soil and it doesn't grow. So you have to know that your thoughts and your feelings and anything that you're doing will always grow. And if you put your mind there and see this room filling up, it will fill up. We have done that so many times in the other place. So things will just keep growing. So because the appearance may be only three people, we'll say, you don't say, oh, well, there were only three people. You have to know that the whole room is filled with people. And then the room fills with people. I ran into a person at the beginning of this week, and he said to me, I'm down to my last $4. I didn't say anything to him. He was in a store. You can never say to yourself, I'm down to my last $4. Not to yourself or to anybody else. And if you don't want to do something, you always say, I'm choosing not to do that right now. You don't say, I can't afford that right now, that I don't have the money. Because you have to know that your mind is listening to everything that you say. And it will duplicate what you are saying. That's called the law of attraction. And it will do that. So when you say, I'm down to my last $4, the person's mind says, yes, you're absolutely right, and you're going to stay at $4. Now, if I would have had time, I would have talked him out of that and told him that he had certainly more than $4 someplace. You see, it's like people who, at nighttime, when you go to bed, you have to realize if you have money in the bank, that it's growing. So you're making money while you sleep. And you have to be able to say that to yourself. I'm making money while I sleep. That I'm always making money, whether I'm awake or I'm asleep. Money is always coming to me. And money will come to you. And if you're building a class or anything else, you have to know that the people will come. You have to know that what you're offering, the people need to hear. And that works in real estate or anything. If you have a property, you have to know that the right and perfect buyer is out there for that property. We don't do that. When you go to an audition, you have to know that you are called to that audition because you're the right and perfect person for that audition. Or they wouldn't have called you in to begin with. But you say, oh, but they called all these other people in. Don't worry about other people ever. That's not your job to worry about other people. You have to know that you're the unique one. And then things come to you then. Okay? And there's only, you're the new one, and I forgot to explain last week about money and on checks. Did I mention always write God bless and multiply this money quickly? Or whatever you like to write on there. Now I only write the initials on my check. I started that 30-some years ago, and ever since I've used that, I have never run out of money. And I have been out of jobs and everything else, but money has always come to me. And the other affirmation is always, money comes to me in the mail. I always go to the mailbox looking for checks, never for bills. I'm not afraid to go to the mailbox because I get excited because money is going to be in there for me. That's $60 in the mail this week. And it will keep going tomorrow. Think of that. It's something else may happen tomorrow. So you have to get excited about it and excited about money, okay? And that's, it just keeps coming when you do that, and things keep building, all right? And your career will build. All things build. God is not in the business of shrinking anything. God is in the business of building things, of increasing things. Otherwise, we wouldn't be living in a prosperous, abundant universe. We cannot count the stars in the sky. When we were in school, I forget how many universes they said there were. Now they discover with the Hubble and all the new fang-dangle things they have out there, the last count is 800,000 universes. So you could never count the stars. I don't know if people can count that high. So you have to look at that and say, oh my goodness, here's all this abundance, and I am part of this abundance. And if that happens out there, it has to happen in here, because we're part of that. Simply because the microcosm and the microcosm are one and the same. They're just working at a different level, but they're exactly the same thing. So try to remember all that stuff. That's how you increase your prosperity consciousness. That's how you stretch your consciousness so that you can receive more. Remember, you are the one who has to stretch your consciousness. You have to stretch the container. If you don't stretch the container, you can't fill anything. You see? So you just keep stretching that, and you stretch it by reminding yourself of this. Make it a game to see prosperity. Make it a game to see abundance. I don't get upset at traffic. I count the cars. I say, look at that. How abundant the universe is. Look at all these cars. And I say, look at all the money there must be because everyone has a car. Some people have two cars, three cars. So you have to just know. And if that's out there and other people have it, you can have it too. Because this thing that we call God does not show favorites. And we were taught as children that some people are special. What you have to know is that you are special, that you are unique, and that you are always the exception to the rule. I don't care if somebody stands up and says, this is the rule, look them in the face and say, but I am the exception to that rule. Always do that. And you will see what happens. I told this story on Monday night. I think it was last weekend. I was in a store, and something was on sale that I wanted. And I said to the woman, well, I wanted to offer something else for it. And she said, well, it's already 75% off. That would be an absolute impossibility for us to go down any lower than that. I looked at her in the eye, and I said, listen, young lady, we live in a universe of pure possibility, and it is absolutely possible, so don't tell me that it's not. Now call the owner, tell him what I'm offering. And I also said, and tell him, I will not pay tax. She called, and the man said, yes, I'll take it. You cannot let people tell you that it's impossible. Because of 75% off, if they can go 75% off, they can go 80, 90, I don't care. They can go 100% off. You have to know that. But we walk around because somebody said, well, that's impossible, especially in a store. Oh, that's as low as that can go. No, it isn't as low as that can go. In their minds, it's as low as they can go. So you have to know that. Yes.
Well, how does it work when you're doing, when you're on the other end of it and you're trying to get your value?
Aha. Then you have to know the value and you hold that in your mind. Then they must come to your mind. I held what I knew in my mind. She came to me.
Right.
But when I want something to get the price that I want, I hold my price. She wasn't holding a price. She was saying it was impossible. Mm. And I knew right away that I won as soon as because I knew she didn't hold a price. I knew she had no price in her mind because she said it's impossible. So she wasn't holding a price. You hold the price, they come to you.
I did that one time in Anaheim. We went to the pond to see Cher. The seats were way up in the nosebleed behind the scoreboard. And I went, oh no, this is not going to work for me. So I went down, stopped at one of the levels. Where can I get better seats? Sold out. Okay, not good. Went to the next level, better seats. Sold out, not good. So I went all the way down, finally got sent to a place, went to the window, and they said, oh yeah, we've got better seats, but you need cash. So I went around to the ATM, long line, said, okay, I'm still going to make this. Got my money, went back to the window, got sixth row floor center seats, ran up, got my friends, ran back down, and it was fabulous.
Yeah. You have to hold in your mind. You cannot allow people to say it cannot be done. There is no such thing as it cannot be done. All things are possible, and all things are possible with God. Therefore, all things are possible with you. Now, I'll go ahead and tell the rest of the story. It was a chair that I wanted, and the price on the chair was $984.
Damn.
I got it for
$200. Oh, nice.
I thought that was a fair price. You cannot look at the price tag of something and say, value, people, is man-made. And a thing only has the value that somebody puts on it. Only has the value that somebody puts on it. So if you put $900 on something, that's their idea. They think that's the value of that. You know that in real estate. It's only the value. It's the value that you put on the property.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's only the value that the willing person's willing to buy it for.
Yes, absolutely.
But sellers have a hard time getting around their mind around that.
Yeah.
Lately.
But value is man-made. Prices are man-made. Most of the things that we deal with are man-made.
Well, they're arbitrary, I found.
Absolutely.
It's just the number they put.
Yes.
Especially in stores.
Yes.
It's just 75% off of what?
Yes. Absolutely.
Off of 2,000% inflated price.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So you have to, you know, think of those things. Because that's part of prosperity and abundance, is learning how to do that type of thing for yourself. So use that. Okay. All right. Let's take a moment and close our eyes. And what I would like you to do is just sit quietly for one moment and listen to that little still small voice that is always inside of you and is always saying, you can do it. Anyone who cannot hear that. You can't hear it?
I heard I love you.
You can hear I love you. But you can do it. Know that you can do anything. And that the power that you're connected with is always talking to you. And it is not only saying that I love you, it is always saying, you can do it. You can do it. During the day, take a moment and pause and bring that up. You can do it. That's what we are here for, to realize that. That we can do it. That we don't have to rely on anything outside of ourselves. That we can do it. All right, but that said, the good news tonight is you are unique individuals. You are an individualized expression of this thing that we call God. And you must realize that. What happens in the world is that we look around and we see all these human people. And we know that they look different than we do. But we have to know that what we have, is absolutely unique. That nobody else has what we have. That's an impossibility. So you have to always be celebrating your uniqueness and realize that the way you do something is absolutely unique to you, and that you never have to do things the way other people do things. This is great for actors to realize that you're unique and that you're going to do it differently than anybody else. You don't have to imitate anybody. Be yourself. And have that confidence in yourself. And realize that you are an individualized expression of God. That you're absolutely unique. And that your uniqueness you brought here with you. And that it is your uniqueness that you want to celebrate. And that uniqueness is what will bring prosperity, abundance, and money to you. Because when you celebrate yourself and you know who you are, things will come to you. And it doesn't matter how many times when Madonna was starting out, everyone poo-pooed her and she stuck with her uniqueness. And she's worth millions. Anybody who sticks with their uniqueness will make millions. The universe loves that because you're saying, here I am. I am a unique expression of the one mind, and I am not afraid to show that. That's the whole idea, is to show your uniqueness and to let your light shine so that other people are allowed to do the same thing, so that we can all be unique without competing with each other and without running the whole show ourselves, so to speak. I'm not talking about the person that comes in and has to be the center of attention. What you have to realize is that you are always the center of attention. That you are always the center of attention. You don't have to work at being the center of attention. If you know that you're unique and you're an individualized expression of God, then you are the center of attention. You have the attention of the universe when you do that. And that makes you the center of attention. Does that make sense to you? So know that and say to yourself, I am the center of attention. And when you walk in, if you're in sales, a great thing to remember, because you want the attention coming to you. And realize, I'm the center of attention here. And know why you're the center of attention. Not because of people out there, because of the universe. And the universe, because you declare that you're unique in the center of attention, the universe is going to come through you more powerfully. It just has to do that. Not that it loves you more than anybody else, but because you have opened a channel, and you've opened a larger channel for it to come through. If you sit around all closed up and thinking that you're nothing, how much energy from the universe do you think that you need to be nothing? Not much. Not much at all. So celebrate your uniqueness every day. Get up and celebrate your uniqueness. Okay? How many of you are still doing wonderful, wonderful me? Good. How about worthy, deserving, and totally lovable? And now, since last week we found out that people, and I apologize for that, how many times have I told this class that you read self-help books, that you do different things, and they leave a step out? I've said that.
Yep.
Well, because you take it for granted that people know this. And what I took for granted was that people knew that they mattered. You have to know that you matter. And then you can add the rest on to that. And I do this, and I did it on Monday night, so Tracy knows it. In the day, in the morning, you say, I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I really, really matter. Somebody called me today and said, Dallas, I'm laughing. Because I said, two of you get to laughing. They called and said, Dallas, I love that, I'm laughing. I said, yes, why don't you laugh? But every morning say, I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
You know what? That's a great office thing. We're going to stand up on Tuesday's morning and get everybody
to get them to know that they matter. Yes. I matter. I really, really matter.
We'll get some Musketeer hats.
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't need the hats. They're there.
I know. When you... Well, let's stand up and do it. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Can't you feel the energy already?
Yeah.
You can get the energy going. Immediately.
I love the song.
Yes. Because here is the background on that. If you know that you matter, you can say that you matter to the universe, you matter to God, and we know that God knows that you matter, because without you, God would be incomplete. And you did that the other night for people with the pixel. With the pixel thing. That's how much we matter, and that's how much we are needed, you see. God would be incomplete without us. Now, please explain the pixel to the people again.
Years ago, I used to have a computer monitor, and it worked great for many, many years. And then one day, one pixel died. And everything that I saw on that monitor was just wrong. It was incomplete. Something just wasn't right. Mm.
Okay.
And so that was a...
Yes. And that's how much you matter to the universe. Mm-hmm. That God would be incomplete without you. That this whole thing is a tapestry. If you pull one string away from a tapestry, it's not the tapestry anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not the tapestry. We are all needed. And we all matter. So now that you know that, you bring it down to yourself. And you have to know that you matter. Once you know that you matter, you can add... I'm totally lovable, I'm worthy, and I'm deserving, because that is the foundation. And I'm so sorry, but I didn't mean to leave that out. I just figured that people knew that. But you're not told anywhere. You may be told that you're loved. You may be told a lot of things when you were a child or in businesses and so forth. If you want your workers to do better, tell them, you know, you matter to us. You matter to this company. And they'll do better. The word to know that you really matter. How many people are in a relationship and they say they love each other, but the one doesn't feel that, well, yes, I know, but I don't matter to you. You have to know. I'm sorry. You have to know that you matter. You just have to know that. So, and the only way you're going to know that is by doing it, and it will sink in. All these things seem simple, and they are simple. And anytime you can get yourself to laugh at anything, you've opened yourself. You have opened yourself. It will go in easier if you can do it and laugh. And you'll try it Try this for 30 days, and you will see a difference in your life, really. And we'll do it every time we come. Every week, we will do our little thing. People will come and think we're crazy. So what? I recall that all my life, so that doesn't bother me. I don't care about being crazy at all. All right. So we're still doing our treatment work. We're still doing our affirmation. So what the good news is that you matter and you're unique. So remember that, and that you're an individualized expression of the one mind. So with that said, let's do a spiritual mind treatment. I absolutely know that I am one with the only power in the universe, and that power is a power for good. That power also is abundant and prosperous. Therefore, I am abundant and prosperous. I am not only abundant and prosperous, I see money coming to me from every channel in the universe. I open myself to all the good there is in the universe and all the money from every channel in the universe, because I know that I matter, I am worthy, I am deserving, and I am totally lovable. And I accept that for myself, and I accept all the money that I can conceive. And I let that be so, and so it is. All right. With that done, tonight's topic is barriers, and how we put barriers up all the time. As I said, the young lady, we live in a universe of total possibilities. And we say that to ourselves all the time. This is a nice little buzzword that runs around metaphysical circles. I say, oh, yes, I know God. Oh, yes. The universe is absolute possibilities. But then, when it filters down into our finite mind, we start to put barriers up. We start to say, oh yes, but we can't do this because this doesn't happen because of this, and this. All those are barriers. They're just like the boxes that we put ourselves in. You have to realize that there are no barriers, regardless of what the world outside tells you, regardless of what science tells you. There are no barriers. The only barriers holding you back from your prosperity, from your abundance, and from your money is because you have a barrier in your mind, which can be a belief, an attitude, a viewpoint, or an opinion. And all of those can be erased from your consciousness. You have to root those out, just like a garden. If you let weeds go all through your garden, you're not going to get very many flowers. And that's what we allow to happen in our mind. We allow little weeds to come up. Weeds of doubt come up all the time. You have to root them out immediately. Otherwise, you're going to have a barrier that you have to get over, a hurdle that you have to get over. So you have to know that. When I was riding and jumping, the idea is with a horse, you know, the closer they get to the jump, they cannot see it. They cannot see the jump because a horse sees out the sides. They cannot see straight ahead. So you have to not only tell the horse where the barrier is, you have to always look beyond the barrier. If your eyes go beyond the barrier, the horse will go beyond the barrier. If you look at the barrier and move your eyes down, the horse will stop. It will not do the jump. It knows that immediately. You know, you ride with your legs and your eyes, by the way, not with the reins. They have nothing to do with anything. You just hold them. This is English, not Western.
Oh.
So this is what we do in life. We're going along, and we see the barrier. And we look down, and we look at the barrier. And we stop. you look past the barrier, you'll be able to go right over. You'll be able to go right over. But we're taught in our minds to look at the barrier. Don't do that, people. There, put it in for you. Don't do that to yourself, people. We do that. Barriers are nothing. Your mind may throw that up in front of you. It may throw that up in front of you. But you have to look at it and say, that's just a barrier, and I'm looking beyond that barrier. And when you look beyond the barrier, you go right over the barrier. And it doesn't matter how big, how wide the barrier is, you can go over it. What I learned about barriers were, and I think it was a song, it doesn't matter how deep, how wide, how this, that, but there's always a way over it, under it, or around it. Always over, under, or around it. But you do not stop at the barrier. Now, metaphysically, we have been taught this in the Bible. We have the story of David and Goliath. And everyone else looked at Goliath as a barrier because he was bigger and stronger and more powerful than anybody else. And they stopped. But David did not look at that. He took his little slingshot out. And down he went. With a little slingshot. So with one thought that you can get over it, that you can accomplish it, that's your slingshot. So when you see a barrier in your life, say, ha ha, but I have a slingshot in my pocket. And get your slingshot out. And knock that barrier down. Knock it down. Do not allow anything to stop you from where you want to go. And you'll go right over the barrier. Works every time. We have this in mythology. Everywhere it's taught. The slaying of the dragon. You see, the dragon looks fierce and big and gigantic and breathes fire. Everyone's afraid. Except the knight with the sword goes. The dragon just falls down. Barriers, things in your mind, and other things that go bump in the night, are only there to scare you, and they want to see how much they can scare you to keep you from having what you want. To keep you from having what you want. So look at those things metaphysically. Look at those things through mythology and realize, my God, that's only a dragon. I think I can get rid of that dragon. And then do it instead of allowing any barrier out there to stop you. And your mind loves to tell you that. You cannot do it. That's why you have to listen to that still, small voice that says, you can do it. You can do it. Because the other voice will say, no, you can't. No, you can't. And then it will tell you all the reasons why you cannot do it. And you will believe it. And if you listen to the outside world, it will certainly give you every reason why you cannot do it. And if I would have listened to a voice when Reva said, come to Pasadena, I would have said, who the hell do I know in Pasadena? Why should I spread myself back there? Why should I do this, that, or the other thing? I said, no, let's do it. Let's do it. and see it's growing and prospering already. But I could have come up with all kinds of things. Oh, well, I don't know. Is it worth going out there? Look, it's a big drive. Gas money. Oh, it takes time. I want a night home by myself. Yada, 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 yada. Mm-hmm. I could have done all those things to myself. But I didn't. I didn't. Get out your slingshots and knock this big thing down. Don't let Goliath win. Now, the thing to remember is, Goliath didn't win, did he?
No.
Did the dragon win?
Mm.
So, how many thousands of years ago did these things happen? So, we can do it. You can do it. Why do you believe that you can't? You see, why do people always believe they can't instead of they can? Why do you jump on that side of the track? Mm-hmm. You see, life is a choice. Life is a choice. You can either say to yourself, I can't do it, or you can say, I can do it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than what they say, which I dislike immensely. Oh, it's a fear of failure. And then if that doesn't work, they say, oh, it's a fear of success. Yeah. Get rid of this word fear. Does that people remember what fear is?
False evidence appearing real.
Say it.
False evidence appearing real.
False evidence appearing real is what fear is. And it's all false evidence. Any barrier that you have in life is a false evidence. And I don't care what it is. Financial, relationship, job, or health. Those are the four corners of your life, people. Those are the four corners of your life. And if you have a barrier in any of those, knock it down. Get out your slingshot and knock it down. And know that you can do it. Don't give in to that. Does anyone remember little Christine? Remember little Christine? She called me today. She said, oh, gosh, you're not going to believe this. I was driving along. She said, there's a great big billboard out there. And it says, never, 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 never give up. She said, they've stole that from you. I said, no, that was Winston Churchill. But she said, now they're putting billboards up. She said, isn't that fabulous?
Mm-hmm.
And it is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Never, 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 never give up. Don't do that to yourself. You are here as individualized, unique expressions of this thing we call God to be victorious. To be victorious, not to be a victim. There is no such thing as a victim. There are volunteers. But there are no victims. Don't volunteer yourself to be a victim. Don't play that role. And for the actors here, remember, you're playing a role. What role do you want to play? Do you want to play the role of being victorious? Or do you want to play the role of being a victim? It's a choice. It's you decide what role you're playing in life. It does not have anything to do with anything on the outside of life. It has nothing to do with your family. It has nothing to do with your genes. It has nothing to do with your education, where you came from, the other side of the tracks, or anything. Your life depends on your choices. And you can choose right here and right now to be victorious. Or you can choose to play the victim role. And I think playing the victim role is not a very good choice. And I don't like to be around people that do the victim. because it's distasteful and it's boring. And anyone can play that part. Playing the victim's easy. Try playing victorious. Try overcoming everything. And then you have accomplished something. That's a role. So get up every morning and say, ha, I'm playing this role. Not, oh, I think today I'll be a victim again. Don't do that to yourself. You have a choice. And that's the great thing about life, is that we have a choice. We can decide. And when you're doing the decision, know that you have this power behind you. You're never alone. It's not like you're here with no power whatsoever, that you're not connected to this thing we call God. You're always connected to this thing called God. You can never pull the plug on that, people. You just can't. People think that they've pulled the plug on God, that they're no longer connected to God. Absolute impossibility. Absolute impossibility. You have to know, I am hooked up to that power. See yourself. See a cord. Plug it in. And get a little jolt. And do that for yourself. What's the greatest thing we were given?
Our imagination.
Yes. The greatest thing we were given is our imagination. Use your imagination. It's a wonderful tool. All these things can be done. I had a young man today with a health issue. He said, what do I do about this? I said, well, I'll tell you what I do and how I do it. I see little men inside of me. And my little men run around and take very good care of all the little things that are going on in there. If I have a cut, my little men rush right over and build a little brick wall. And I watch them do that. And the blood stops. If I have heartburn, they immediately get out their little fire truck and they rush right over there and they spray that right down. The heartburn goes away. Use your imagination. Don't think that you don't have this power or that you have to have somebody else do that for you or that it cannot be done. The Simonsons. Well, I'll call them Simonsons. Were doctors in Texas who at least 20 years ago cured children of cancer with the Pac-Man inside of them. Mm. When the Pac-Man, remember when it first came out? Mm-hmm. The children could grasp that right away. They saw the Pac-Man eating up the cancer. They cured those people. The power of the mind and your imagination are the greatest gifts in the world. Use those powers. Use those powers. And it's wonderful. Are you still getting the miracle moment, minute?
Yes.
What was the miracle minute the other day? The one about Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll tell it.
You usually remember.
It's absolutely, this is fantastic. Alice is with the Queen of Hearts. And the Queen says, well, Alice, what is happening tomorrow? And Alice says, well, I don't know what's happening tomorrow. I haven't gone tomorrow yet. Tomorrow's tomorrow. She said, oh, my goodness, at your age, I can make my mind do this and see all kinds of possibilities. She said, don't you know that if your mind can see that direction in the past, it can also see into the future? If your mind works in one way, it has to work in the other, people. It doesn't work just in hindsight. You have to be able to do that too. We're just not trained that the mind can do that. So you have to start seeing yourself in the future. And then you move to that future. You have to know what's going on tomorrow. You can't use that as an excuse. Well, I don't know what's happening tomorrow. You most certainly do know what's happening tomorrow, because you're the one that's making your tomorrow. The mind works in both directions. In both directions. But what do? Oh, we love to dwell on the past, don't we? We just love to remember what's going on. Give that shit up, people. That's nothing, what's going on. You've done that. Look forward. Get your mind to see forward. See forward over the barrier, over the jump. See over that. See into the future and what you want for yourself. And then head in that direction. And don't get discouraged because it doesn't come right away. It will come. Do you know the little tagline that we add to treatments and things for the best to all those concerned? The reason why that is added in there is because, first of all, God does not show favorites. And God cannot take my good and give it to you. But your good and my good are separated. Although they are the same, you cannot have my good. And I cannot have your good. Because there's plenty of good to go around. But when you want something, you have to know not only that it's already done, but that you have to grow into that. You have to go over the barrier into that. And why it takes a moment, not only because it's on this plane of action, is because it has to be right for all those concerned. So you have to imagine that the universe is so fine-tuned, and it's right now, when you want something, turning little knobs and dials. You have to see that. And when they're all in the right place, then everyone gets what they want. So did you get what you want without harming anybody? Because if you immediately wanted something, you really got it. You could throw Mars off course. See, it has to be for the best of all those concerned throughout the universe. Not just here, but throughout. So that it all, we're so interconnected. And we have to know that. And we have to know that it's coming. But we're fine. Everything has to be fine-tuned. How many people realize that if I get up and walk from here over to there, that the whole universe has to compensate for that in gravity? The whole universe has to compensate for that. We take that for granted. You see, when we want something, the universe has to figure out how to do it to the best of all those concerned. So that the universe stays in complete order all the time. So I'm just at oh no, boy, live in glorious expectation, knowing the knobs are being turned, all the little gauges and knobs and cranks and stuff are being turned to me. So that I can have what I want. Ernest Holmes said, when you do a treatment, and if what you need to make that treatment come true is in the deepest, darkest of Africa, you must know that it is on its way to you now. So when you do a treatment, you have to realize that it's already done, but it has to manifest it on this plane of action, because it needs fine-tuned. But you stay with it, and you see it. And if a barrier comes up, you know, ha-ha, another little tuning needs to be done to get past that barrier. And it will be given unto you. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is what you have to know. So when you do that little thing of hearing that voice, you can do it. You can do it. Thomas hears, I love you. The universe is all love. All love. I had a client, wanted to move. said, well, what are you doing about that? He says, I don't know what to do. I want something new. I want something different. I want to live in a different place. I said, sit and live. Sit in the place that you have now and learn to love it. The dame reported to me, he said, you know, I didn't move. He said, my whole place is different. He said, new carpet came. The walls are being painted. They put carpet around the swimming pool. They're doing all this work. I said, how do you think that happened? He said, I don't know. I said, did you sit and love the place? He said, yes. I said, don't you know that love is what transforms things? Love is what transforms things. Love where you are. Love yourself. Love everything. It's the transforming power in the universe. Love makes all things new. And as soon as you do that, you transform, and everything around you transforms. Just do it. Hear it. And don't let barriers get in the way. Know that you have a slingshot. Know that you have a sword. You can kill Goliath. You can break down. You can do all that. What was the other big thing? The big barrier that's talked about in the Bible. And it came tumbling down.
Jericho.
The walls of Jericho came tumbling down. How do they come tumbling down? With vibration from the horns. We're all vibration. It's vibration that does things. The vibration caused the walls of Jericho to fall down. So if the barrier's in front of you, you're going to send out vibrations of love. You're going to see yourself on the other side. You're going to send out vibrations. That barrier is going to crumble just like the walls of Jericho. It has to. It has to. Don't give in. Never give up. Keep on trucking. And your world and your life will turn the way you want it to. Yes, it takes a little effort. I was saying earlier about intention. I'm going to give a talk this month on intention. It's all right to have intentions, but you must take some type of an action with the intention. Always take some kind of action. Not only the thinking, and you can sit and say, love, 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 love. You have to demonstrate it. You always have to get up and do something. We are here on this plane of action to demonstrate God and to demonstrate all the characteristics of God. And we can only do that by doing it. We can only love by loving. We have to do it. And we have to know that we can do it. So get your slingshots out and let those walls come tumbling down. It's wonderful. So are you. So am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you. Yay.